BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily. On it, we talk school photos, and a lot of people are convinced that they had theirs taken at school with an owl. You need to listen to the whole thing. It's weird. And I'm jealous because I didn't. We've got Cy in on Monday. We prepare for it. And what could be the start of something beautiful on Fish Pie Sue? Tony had someone in her phone called Darren Manhole. She didn't know who it is. Then we called him. And she really did.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks.
So who have you got in your phone that you don't know who it is?
I've got a guy called Darren Manhole. It's making me laugh even saying it. I've no idea who this guy is.
I mean, could he be someone from the council that has come to fix a manhole?
To lift a manhole, you never know.
When was the last time you had your manhole lifted?
Exactly, who knows?
Well, you should know.
He wasn't called Darren.
Is manhole one word, or is it Darren Manhole?
No, it's Darren Manhole, one word.
Right. Okay. I think I feel safer with that.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think, yes, yeah, God, yeah. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
Can you just imagine?
Seriously, can you imagine? Right, so I'm going to ring Darren Manhole now.
Right, okay.
Thanks for the number. So you'll hear it ringing, and then just speak.
Right, okay.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, it's Tony. How are you?
I'm not too bad, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Where are you?
I'm just coming up to the Thelwall Viaduct in Warrington.
Oh, right, OK. I'm in Swansea. Sunshining where you are?
Oh, yes, very much so.
All right, where are you heading?
I'm going back to Wigan now.
Back to Wigan. Do you remember me?
Of course I remember you.
Oh, good job. Where do you remember me from?
From the show in Newport.
Oh, that's the one. That was me opposite you on the exhibition stand. I know who you are now.
That's okay then. It always helps, doesn't it?
It definitely does.
Hello?
Hello,
it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hello, mate.
Sorry to interrupt the conversation. It's just that Tony had you in her phone as Darren Manhole and she didn't know who it was.
She knows now.
She does know, but I'd like to know how you two met. Tony?
We were doing an exhibition at the Waste and Water Sewage exhibition in Newport.
Manhole.
And Darren's company, the company he works for, they build a barrier that goes around the manhole to stop the men falling in the hole.
Brilliant.
Hence the reason why he saved in my phone as Darren Manhole.
Ah, there you go. And are you going to be friends after this, do you think?
Certainly will be now, yes, definitely.
Darren?
We need a catch up.
Yes, definitely.
Right. Well, I'm really glad that we solved that for you, Tony.
Yeah, thank you for reuniting me with Mr. Manhole.
That's all right. It's good. When you have someone called Darren Manhole in your phone, you've got to worry about it. And I'm glad that you'll sleep at night now, won't you?
I certainly will.
Yeah. All right, good to speak to you. And thank you, Darren Manhole.
No problem.
Love you, bye.
Thanks, Darren.
Thank you. Ta-da.
How was that?
Oh, they were opposite us at the exhibition stand, and I didn't have any carrier bags, but Darren Manhole did. So all the customers I was seeing, I was giving them a pen and a mug and a brochure, and I was saying, look, if you go over to see him, he'll give you a carrier bag to carry it round with.
Oh.
So I was sending all the customers across there.
And he gave you carrier bags and you became friends?
Friends over a carrier bag, exactly.
But now you know who he is.
I do. Actually, he's quite hot.
What?
I should have saved him as something different.
You should. Darren Hot Manhole. No.
No.
Actually, no.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Right. Tony, I'm really glad we could have we helped you there a little bit.
I'm so glad you've helped me. It's lovely to speak to you anyway.
Thanks very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Do you think we've got our first Fish Pie Sue romance?
It sounds like something that will progress.
Do you think?
They met over a manhole.
Yeah. And now, no. Katie says, I'm listening in Miami. I wonder how many people will now just call him Darren Manhole for the rest of his life.
Yeah,
it's true.
That's not a bad name.
That was a great call. I liked the small talk that Tony did while she was desperately trying to find out who he was.
Sunshine, where you are?
Oh, yes, very much so.
All right, where are you heading?
I'm going back to Wigan now.
Back to Wigan.
I can hear her trying to think and she just can't get it. But then straight in.
Do you remember me?
Of course I remember you.
Do you remember me?
Do you remember me?
Of course I remember you.
Oh, good job.
It sounds like it needs like romantic music in the background, like the, I don't know, the Titanic music. It needs that in the background,
and then the moment of realization.
Where do you remember me from?
Here we go.
From the show in Newport.
Boom.
Oh, that's the one. That was me opposite you on the exhibition stand. I know who you are now.
That's okay then.
It's the world's greatest love story,
and let's not forget.
Hot.
She's great.
She's really good. Thank you, Tony, for that. Thank you to Darren Manhole. Loads of people are going, they met where? Well, I'll explain.
We were doing an exhibition at the Waste and Water Sewage Exhibition in Newport.
That's right.
And Darren's company, the company he works for, they build a barrier that goes around a manhole to stop the men falling in the hole.
Brilliant. Is this better?
Do you remember me? Where do you remember me from?
From the show in Newport.
Oh, that's the one. That was me opposite you on the exhibition stand. I know who you are now.
That's okay then.
Actually, you're quite hot.
What? Oh, this could be beautiful.
Oh, I want to know more.
Keep in touch, please, Tony. And you, Manhole.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
BBC.
Radio 1.
As we were saying, is this our first Fish Pie Sue romance?
Is this an update on the greatest love story of all time?
Darren has just been on. He's at work at the moment. He says, hi, Scott. This is the email of Darren Manhole, lol. And me and Tony have just arranged a date.
No way.
Yes. They're going out next week.
To a sewage works?
He says that they'll probably go somewhere near there, because that's near where he works.
Wouldn't
but
it
not to the actual sewage works.
But wouldn't it be a beautiful thing if they ended up getting married at the sewage works conference?
Yeah, you could DJ.
Oh, that would be amazing. Or you could.
Wouldn't it be great?
Actually, he's quite hot.
What? Loves it.
Oh, it's going to happen, isn't
it? I know. Well, let's hope so. Actually quite excited about this. Just an hour or so ago, she had no idea.
Where do you remember me from?
From the show in Newport.
And then it clicks.
Oh, that's the one. That was me opposite you on the exhibition stand. I know who you are now.
That's okay then.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Twitter's really annoying me at the moment.
What's up?
Oh, is there some automatic thing that comes back at you every time you send a tweet now? It's like spam. I'm so thankful that you posted your secret diet method. Is anyone else getting these?
No, I'm not.
Or look at Kim Kardashian's mishap on the red carpet. I get them every single time.
But these people that you follow, or are these just messages you're
receiving?
They're
just messages, but every single time it's about... Like, three have just come in because I just tweeted a link to Extreme Innuendo Bingo. It's like as soon as I tweet, something else comes back. And I saw Example tweeting about this the other day, going, why do people keep telling me about their diet programs?
Oh, right.
It's really weird.
Oh, that's annoying. It's annoying when, like, social media starts getting proper spammy.
I know, because it never used to be. There's another one. The diet program you told us about yesterday is so good. Or there's another one. Have you seen the pictures of you online? So I think I never
click them.
I think I probably would have by now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What are you saying, Chris?
I was having this really weird discussion the other day with one of my mates about, you know, just like things you used to do at school, but you just never question them.
Yeah.
A bit like, you know, like wet play and things like that. Just things like that were a big deal back then.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he mentioned this to me, and at first I was like, that's ridiculous. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, actually, I had that as well. when we used to have school photos, I am almost certain at one point we'd have to have a photo with an owl. Now, I know this sounds ridiculous, right? But I put this on my Twitter and loads of people started saying, yeah, we did as well.
What, so it's just you in the picture, but there's an owl next to you?
Right, and before everyone starts going, so you went to Hogwarts, did you? No, I didn't. I went to, like, quite a normal school, or I thought was normal.
I never had an owl.
But I've done my research and there is a picture of me with an owl.
I want to see this.
It's right. So weird.
Have you got this picture? Can we put it up on the Twitter?
I haven't got it on me at the moment, but I don't understand, like, why this, but it definitely did. And was it just my school? And I don't think it was, because a couple of other people were like...
So why is there an owl?
I don't know.
Why did no one question this at the time? Why didn't you say... why is the owl here, please?
And maybe it is just schools in Pinner and the surrounding areas. But why the owl? Why was I having a picture? And I obviously, because I was a kid at school, I never questioned it.
Right, so you didn't go, why?
No. My teacher said, go have your photo taken. And I had to put my hand in a glove.
And no
there was look, this glove on a stand thing, so it looked like I was actually holding it when I wasn't.
Right, this never happened to me.
It happened to me. I think it might have.
It hasn't. There is my mum went through the pictures.
I'm sure
of me
there's other people who have had
the
pictures
other day
with owls.
Well, I haven't got one of those. I'm a bit jealous. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, this isn't fair now. Chris is claiming that in his school photograph he had to have it taken with an owl.
Why wasn't it me?
What do you mean? Why
it didn't happen? No. Why didn't you have a picture taken with me? No. Why didn't I get the owl? I've just asked my mum. She's texted me back. In capitals.
Do you feel you've been shortchanged in life?
She's like, no, Scott, there was definitely no owl. What? Why did it happen?
But why is it happening to so many people? Like, what? It wasn't just me.
No, it's all over the country as well. Joe from Bournemouth. Chris, you're so right. My school in Surrey did this. We got to choose between having a snowy owl on our shoulder or putting our hand in a glove and holding a falcon. That's normal.
Why
did it happen? What's the significance of it? I'm not being funny. At that age, what were you? What was it, year?
I was probably about 8 or 9.
What year is that? Year 4?
Year 4.
At year 4, a barn owl sat on my shoulder would scare me to death. Some people had them sat on their shoulders.
I know, I've seen some of the pictures, but you just don't question it.
Was this like rent an owl or something?
I don't know. An owl was brought to my school and I was sat down. You know, someone comes in, you're meant to comb your hair. You're always given a small plastic comb each, which always seemed like a bit of a treat at the time. And then I had to put my hand in a glove.
Gets all the knits out.
And it was a quick knit check. And I'd put the hand in the glove and there'd be an owl on there. And my photo was taken.
Also,
weird.
Are knits still on?
I don't know. I don't know if it was one of those things that was...
Are they still on?
I don't know.
You don't get them in adult life, do you? You don't. When was the last time you had knits?
I wouldn't
exactly
know.
Year 4. Anyway, I continue. Did the owl not ever wonder why he was having a picture taken with a long line of school kids?
I don't know. It must have been weird for the owl as well.
With a fag. Get me out of here quickly.
But these pictures are bizarre. I mean, in some of them, the owl is looking the other direction.
Yeah.
Some people are sending in pictures right now. They're amazing.
Apparently, the kids with tawny owls look miffed compared to the proud, smug smiles on the kids with the barn owl. If you got a barn, you were the one. Hello, Lucy. Where are you?
I'm sat in a car park at work.
Oh, where do you work? Well, tell me the area.
Lincolnshire.
Okay. So I'm not going to find you. It's fine.
We're not looking for you.
Don't hide.
I'm still listening at work.
Did you have an owl photo?
Yeah, I was in year 4. I think I was 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And this chap came in with his selection of barn owls and tawny owls and an eagle owl, and he did a little like talk and things on them. Got a small, really small boy to hold a really massive owl, and then at the end we all had to have our photograph taken with a barn owl. Just stuck a hand in this chair with a pretend perch on it. It looked like we were holding the owl.
Exactly.
And the owl owl was eyeing me up. It was a bit odd.
Ugh. And no one questioned this.
No, it was just, it seemed quite a normal thing to do.
It's terrifying.
I can't really remember. I was only 8.
Exactly, but when you look back now, do you think it's weird? Because I'm looking back now and going, that was a bit weird.
Yeah, I think probably at the time there was probably a reason why we had the chap come in with the owls, but I don't know why, and it just seems quite odd that my parents have got the picture of both me and my sister, and it sits at home in their little frames, and yeah, it's quite normal, I think. I don't know.
And Lucy, did you use the free comb to scrape all your knits out?
We never had a knit nurse at our school. We have to do it. Our parents have to do it.
Where did you go to school?
Primary school was called Allington and Sedgbrook Primary School.
And where's that?
It's in a place called Allington, surprisingly enough, at Lincolnshire, near Grantham.
Too posh to have knits.
Yeah, too posh to have knits.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Alistair?
Hello.
What are you saying?
Yeah, same thing. When I was about, I think, I was eight, it was in year four, and at my lower school, it was quite a small school, so I did like the whole school in one day. These couple of really weird beardy blokes came in with like four or five owls.
This is so weird.
Just one at a time. Plonk the owl on you, tried to hold you down long enough to take a picture and then let you run off screaming.
Why did it happen?
No one knows, but no one knows why it happened. That's what I'm trying to find out here. No, not one single person.
Nobody asked and nobody explained.
But that was the thing, you just did it, and then I assume you'd have to go home. It was always, you'd have to, at some point, collect a proof photo, and it would say proof in big writing along it, and then your mum would buy 10 copies for all your family of you and an owl.
Yeah.
Newsflash, knits are still definitely on. That's from Lucy. She's just had it herself. Just come back from school. Okay, Alistair, thank you for that.
No worries.
Still no clue closer. As to knowing really why we all did it.
Some people got a choice between that and an eagle. An eagle on your shoulder!
Did you say one of your mates had an iguana?
Right, okay, this is taking it in a completely new direction. One of my friends had a picture with an iguana.
How do you say it?
Iguana? Iguana.
You just said
iguana.
Iguana.
Say mayor.
As in the town mayor?
Yeah.
Mayor?
No, wrong.
All right, well, we're not going to start this debate again. But anyway,
you can't say mayor, I can't say iguana.
What the hell was happening with the owl thing when we were young?
I don't know. Here we are. Some people had snakes and tarantulas. What, for a school photo? Now, I think we're all getting a little bit twisted here. Some people are saying, do you mean when the people came round with their animals to show you the animals? No, we're talking about the actual school photograph, the proper school photograph that everyone had taken, normally in their uniform.
Yeah.
There's just an owl in the background. It was holding with a stick.
That's the thing. It was the formal one. I can't see a reason why the owl was... I mean, a few people are saying it's because, you know, it symbolises wisdom.
Yeah, but...
But still, really? I mean, really? It just looks odd.
Really weird. And loads of people are sending in their pictures now.
They're really good.
Of their school photograph with the owl. It just looks really random.
But each one has made me laugh so far.
Yeah, it is good because it's the look on the kid's face of like, why is this happening?
Ignore the obvious.
Yeah, there's an owl next to me. Hey, listen, if you've not checked out the video of Extreme Innuendo Bingo yet, you're missing out. Get to the radio on YouTube. Someone says you've got a Chelsea bun face, which actually, there's one screenshot that they've sent, and it does, you know, like a Chelsea bun?
Yeah.
Like those sticky buns? You do look like one.
I hate how people screen grab things like this, and I've seen a few of these from yesterday.
Some of them are really weird.
I would really rather they vanished.
I've got one on my phone, actually.
Why?
Do I see it?
No, I don't. Why have you got it on your phone?
When the yoghurt was over your face yesterday. There it is.
Ugh. Why would you keep that?
Just makes me laugh.
Such your sense of humour. I don't understand.
If you want to see Extreme Innuendo Bingo with raspberry and strawberry and a bit of natural yoghurt, Chris on his back so it goes all over his face. It's like an explosion. Go to the Radio 1 YouTube now. The video is there. It's getting a lot of people viewing it. It's a popular one. Just had a picture taken with a parrot.
I know. It's the nearest thing that could be found.
Not
to,
the same.
To, it's not the same, no.
Not the same.
And also, you're lacking a school uniform.
This
obviously.
Parrot, right, it used to talk because it used to be on the desk opposite me in the Radio 1 office.
Yeah.
That's off now, is it? Oh, no. Oh, why didn't we make it do that on the photo? It's a bit more exciting. Speech, parrot talk. Is it rude?
There it is. Oh, careful, because...
Does it say rude things?
Well, I remember once Harry Styles was talking to it for quite a long time, so... I'd be really careful about the parrot.
Okay, right, so Because you can teach it what to say, can't you?
That's the thing with parrots, and even though it's electronic, I worry it's...
I remember, yes, because...
And do you remember the Harry Styles
Yes,
thing
I do, and
parrot?
I remember what he said to the parrot, yeah, so that's probably so best that I turn it off.
Let's leave that.
Okay. That was Kesha and Die Young. The picture's on the Radio 1 Twitter, if you want to see. It's my attempt at a late school photo. I don't look happy, I'm not. Where's the owl?
That parrot has seen some horrendous things, by the way.
It's seen a lot.
Just remembered.
In that office. Look at the look of terror in its eyes.
I'm surprised that parrot can talk. That's why I worry about what it would say. Turn it off.
It's been in the Radio 1 office for like 3 years. Oh. Think about it. Hey, is Kesha's reality show being shown over here? I kind of want to see that. She's done one for MTV. Mm. Like, she drinks her own wee and stuff, standard. The Scott Mills Daily. So, last night, we went out into the streets. Very busy streets on rush hour in central London. You know, for a while now, Chris has been saying that he thinks me and Psy off of Gangnam Style could be twins.
Yeah.
We put it to the test. So there I am in a pink blazer, which is, it's kind of the pink version of the blue one that he wears in the Gangnam Style video. I'm wearing a wacky bow tie. I'm wearing sunglasses that look very much like his. And I've slicked my hair onto my head so much that I still can't really move it now. Like rock hard wet look gel.
I think it's when you did this certain face. It was when you tried to do your yes, that's the one. When you tried to do your Psy face, you genuinely look like him.
So you'll be able to hear this on Monday because on Monday Psy is going to be here live, and we videoed it. Of course, we did film it, so we'll be showing him that just to see what he thinks and if I make an a Psy that people might believe. Because he's got that imposter that's going around, like getting into all those parties and Cannes stuff at the moment, hasn't he?
Mm.
I'll let you into a little secret. I won't tell you what happens and whether they think I did look like Psy or not. We got some brilliant pictures and video to show you on Monday and to show Psy as well. So I won't tell you what happened there, but I will tell you that the night before, I was in a famous fashion store trying to buy my Psy outfit.
Okay.
One that rhymes with... Hot man.
Okay.
And the thing you really don't want to happen when you are buying a Psy outfit, so the pink blazer, the bow tie, and the wacky sunglasses, you don't want to beep on the way out.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
The security thing went off.
Oh, I see.
They were like, "Can I look through your bag, please? I think you've still got a tag on." I was like, "Oh, really?"
Yeah.
So he had to go through my whole bags with a crowd of people watching me.
So one by one, he pulled out these items, yeah, which were like these really outlandish glasses.
And it was kind of obvious that I had bought a Psy outfit.
Yeah.
He was like, burp, 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 burp. "You're going to have to come back, please. Sorry."
And I take it you had paid for these items.
I had paid, I'd like to say, yes. Psy is with us on Monday. Right, someone's going to have to make Toad in the Hole over the weekend.
I know, there's all these things to prepare for Monday.
We promised him Toad in the Hole last time we spoke to him. Do you remember on the phone?
Mm.
And so that's the thing. I don't know how to do that, do you?
Well, we can get a microwavable one.
No, not for Psy. He's one of the world's biggest pop stars.
Oh, well, look, I don't know how to make that.
Can't put it in for 7 minutes and like hope for the best.
Yeah, we're just going to microwave one.
No.
Yes.
Needs to be fresh.
Can you make it?
Also, he does really long concerts, as we have found out before on Real or No Real. Let's just relive that Real or No Real if you didn't hear it.
Psy often gets cramp in his legs during his marathon live performances and now builds a DJ set into all of his shows at the 2.5 hour mark so he can get his legs massaged by members of his entourage who hide behind the DJ booth.
Right, so he does really long concerts, like 3 hour concerts. So 2.5 hours in, because he does a slight problem with the circulation, someone massages his legs.
Mm.
Put your hands up if you want to do that.
Oh, look, I'm keen.
Oh, it seems to be quite a few people.
I think we could get no end of volunteers for this.
I'm up for that. Okay, you make Toad in the Hole.
Yeah.
I'll massage his legs halfway through the interview.
I'd like him to do the cuppa fart on me as well.
Yeah,
that would be an honour.
Yeah, like in the video, yeah.
Yeah. BBC Radio 1. The
Scott Mills Daily. Okay, it's time for Real or No Real. Danny Howard's playing today, hiya.
Yeah, well, you've been let down, haven't you, by Matt again?
Well, it was my understanding that Matt Edmondson played Real or No Real on a Friday. He is being very, very tardy.
He's more flaky than you.
Not even tardy, because that means he'll turn up eventually. He certainly
tardy.
Is.
Tardy.
He is a 99 flake. That's what he is.
I don't think it was like that.
He's a 99.
But Danny Howard's here. Big show for you tomorrow. Like, you go around the world now. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I've been... In fact, as you can tell, I've got the classic sleeve on the arms where I burnt, like a Brit abroad in Ibiza.
Yeah.
So, I burnt. I thought I could handle it. Obviously, I couldn't.
How was Ibiza?
It was amazing. Although my set time wasn't until 5:30 a.m., so it was a really long night.
What's the point?
Well, there was a point.
Still up, then.
In Ibiza, they party all the time, Chris.
5:30. Oh. You're going to get all the old people getting up for breakfast at that. What's the point?
Coming for a rave. Oh, it went off.
You're going to get the ones with the all-inclusive wristbands getting down early.
The people who put their beach towels down.
Anyway, so... Here's a selection of facts. Real or no real, that's what I need to know.
Barack Obama's butler waits on the president wearing a pair of specially designed black leather steel-toe-capped Heelys.
Okay, so... Those trainers, you know, with the roller skates in the heel, have you seen them, those Heelys? The kids have them, don't they?
That's efficient, isn't it? Get around quicker.
Is this... Because I kind of like the idea that his staff are a bit like... Do you remember Odd Job? From James Bond, that kind of those kind of characters, steel cap boot, like, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But saying that, his butler must be probably one of the best butlers in the world.
I would say,
going by that, they probably do have wheeled feet.
Pretty busy
to stay nifty and to stay sort of on the move.
It would get you around very quick if Mr. Obama needed something.
Exactly,
President Obama. Sorry, sir.
And when he wants something, it should be there immediately.
That's right.
So, based on that, I'm going to say real.
I love the conversation we think. What can we do to get you around quicker? Heelys.
Or you could hire a ninja. Because I went in Japan once, I went to a ninja restaurant and I asked for my food and it was there within seconds. I was like, how did you do that? And he went, because I'm a ninja.
Really?
Actually happened.
Well, a ninja on Heelys.
But I don't know. Maybe he was using Heelys. That could be it.
Maybe.
But he was very fast. Real or no real?
Real.
I'll say real.
That one. Is no real.
Oh,
would be
disappointing.
Nice.
But what about this one?
At the Queen's coronation 60 years ago, the singers in the choir had to stay in their seats for so long that they were given sandwiches to hide amongst their robes in case they got hungry.
So they just hired a couple of baguettes in the robes there. Were baguettes on 60 years ago? No, it's like white bread, wasn't it? It's really thick.
That's a modern thing.
Yeah. So, what you're saying, obviously secret supplies and secret compartments in their robes because they're to be there so long.
It's all very well hiding the stuff to get in so no one spots on the way in. But then what I don't get about this is at some point they'd have to whip out the sandwiches, wouldn't they? And try and sneak in.
Is it like when you were at school and you've not finished your sandwich from your lunch, so you're in class and when the teacher's not looking, you just sort of bend down under the table.
Do you know what? One of the things I really pride myself on, and I know this is going to sound a bit weird, is the fact that I can, if I'm chewing gum or anything like that, I can take it out and I can get it into a bin whilst walking from quite a distance. And I think this comes from when I was at school. And I didn't want to eat my sandwiches. What I would do is I would lob them from one side of the canteen to the other, over the canteen lady into the bin. And I think...
And she didn't notice.
And she wouldn't... I mean, I really did have skills back then, if it was sandwiches I didn't want.
Check it.
My thinking is, with these choir boys and girls, they probably wouldn't be able to do the food eating so secretly.
No.
Definitely not throw it in a bin.
And they certainly wouldn't have the skills that you possessed.
No. So I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh. Whoa!
They were there ages.
I think we thought that out too much, Chris.
Oh, yeah,
to be honest.
And next.
The original BBC broadcasting house was bombed during the war while the news was on. The newsreader heard the explosion, but carried on broadcasting as he didn't want to cause alarm.
See?
No, that's
professional through and through.
I would hope this is real.
That's what you get from the BBC, ladies and gentlemen.
Have it.
It's a bit like me last week.
There's a British Broadcasting Corporation.
Have it.
Not a football match.
So did the news carry on whilst Broadcasting House, the building that we're in right now, was being bombed?
I can believe that. And I really respect the professionality of the... it's the BBC.
Welcome to the BBC. He really respects the professionality of the person that was on air at the time. That would be Elism.
Plaid
professionalism.
Okay.
I'm going to say real, first off. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes,
nice.
And well, we do have a reconstruction here of those events that day.
There is comment both from Moscow and London on the news from Romania. Tonight's talk after this bulletin will be by Lord Lloyd, the Colonial Secretary. The story of recent naval successes in the Mediterranean is told in an Admiralty communication.
See, that's awesome. Just carry on.
Tricky one to ignore.
Yeah, but that's what you
respect.
Do. Respect. Absolutely. Fiona Bruce would do the same. Fact. And Hugh Edwards, obviously.
Mm.
Next.
Tom Daley recently told reporters that in 2013, he aims to have a tan the same colour as his Olympic medal.
I thought I was going to say Scott Mills then.
So did I, actually.
Or you. Hang on, I'm not letting you get away with it. You and Scott here. It's ridiculous.
Scott is more tanned.
I'm not.
You're golden.
No.
Let's have a tan.
Also, I'm not having that. Daly has always got a shade of mahogany going on these days, and I think which would put me to shame.
Yeah, and it's only getting worse, in my opinion, with age.
What?
Tom Daly's tan.
Do you think? What do you mean?
Oh, it's getting more and more. The more I see him, the more he's tanning. The more, it's looking more and more ridiculous. The tan.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a very tanned person, aren't
you?
Danny, as well, is almost your protege at the station. Yeah.
See, maybe I've been tanning for a long time now, but I don't even think that I'm that tan right now.
That's a sign.
I think that makes me a tanorexic.
Yeah, same.
Really?
We need help.
The original fact, which was...
I've forgotten the fact.
This is professionality showing through there. Tom Daley's aims for 2013, he wants his tan to be the same colour as his medal.
Yeah, real.
No real.
That one is no real.
No.
But it will be, though. And at the end of that...
Do you know what? I only scored 10, but Danny scored 30. Well played,
yes,
sir.
I never win.
You don't, actually.
No, I don't.
Well done, Danny Howard. What have you got tomorrow? Loads of big tunes for Saturday.
Loads of big tunes, yeah. Always on a Saturday from 4 o'clock, Scott.
4 o'clock. And Greg also has dance anthems tonight from 6 o'clock. Right, we're going to play Rita Ora and Tiny Temper. And we are back on Monday at 1 p.m. Busy week next week, so... Monday, we've got Cy coming in.
Nice.
Awesome, live.
Yeah.
Tuesday is Nev off the call centre. Have you seen that yet?
Not seen it yet, no. I need to catch up.
You've been in Ibiza.
I've been in Ibiza.
It's good, you'll like it. All Time Low, part of Radio 1 Rocks on Wednesday. Love them. And Jesse J on Thursday. Download the podcast. Have a good weekend. Greg's next. So that was all of Friday's fun. Join us on the show, 1 o'clock on Monday afternoon. Our guest is... Sigh! I can't wait for this. Monday, 1 o'clock, Radio 1. Be there.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.